USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On the morning after the Republican-led U.S. Senate acquitted President Trump of two articles of impeachment brought against him by U.S. House Democrats, he and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi appeared together at the National Prayer Breakfast, Pelosi giving the opening prayer.
We thank all gathered at this prayer breakfast for lifting our voices for the millions who are missing or murdered because of their faith.
When he spoke, President Trump seemed to be directing some of his remarks at Pelosi. He had famously said once, when she had said she prays for him, that he didn't believe her and she was lying.
I don't like people who use their faith as justification for doing what they know is wrong. Nor do I like people who say, I pray for you, when they know that that's not so.
This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.